This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Supreme Court is beginning a new term, saying the public is welcome back to the courtroom to hear arguments for the first time since Roe was overturned. Monday's session also is the first time new Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson will participate in arguments. Florida residents continue dealing with widespread destruction and flooding after Hurricane Ian, one of the most powerful storms ever to hit the United States, struck southwest Florida. The official death toll is in the dozens this hour, and power is still out to 617,000 homes. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis.
We have not only pods here, points of distribution for food and water and other type of essentials like toiletries. They also have basically pods that they can take and set up that are more mobile because some of the roads are still flooded, and so people don't necessarily have the same connectivity.
President Biden on Monday will survey damage from Hurricane Fiona in Puerto Rico, where tens of thousands of people are still without power 2 weeks after the storm hit. The Category 1 hurricane knocked out electrical power to the island of 3.2 million people. Brazil's presidential election is going into a second round in which liberal Lula da Silva will face conservative incumbent Bolsonaro. Voters have 4 weeks to decide. A Wisconsin judge has ruled that the alleged attacker of the Waukesha Christmas parade will be allowed to represent himself at trial. Daryl Brooks is facing 77 charges and life in prison if convicted. Brooks allegedly plowed his vehicle into a Christmas parade where six died and 60 were injured back in 2021. For more information, please visit us online at usaradio.com. I'm Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
The Associated Press used satellite imagery and marine radio transponder data to track 36 ships making more than 50 voyages carrying grain from Russia-occupied territories of Ukraine to ports in Turkey, Syria, Lebanon, and other countries. More proof Russia is stealing Ukrainian grain to support its war with its neighbor. Millions of people across the southeastern United States are tallying their losses and assessing their damage left by Hurricane Ian, a devastating storm that claimed dozens of lives in Florida. The storm also played a role in the deaths of 4 people in North Carolina and 2 in Cuba. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis.
I know a lot of folks have focused on some of the really catastrophic impacts that we saw along our southwest coast, and those are obviously very severe impacts. But this is such a big storm, brought so much water, that you're having basically what's been a 500-year flood event.
More FBI whistleblowers are telling one lawmaker about the corruption at the FBI and the Department of Justice. Texas Republican Representative Louie Gohmert on Newsmax.
And the courts have made it clear you cannot punish people before they're actually found guilty. And this Justice Department has gone to the old Nazi way of intimidating, of trying to manipulate and scare people into doing exactly what they said, no matter how unconstitutional it is.
USA Radio News.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Well, we knew it was going to be easy, but we continue to do so because, look, it's worth it. You know, what kind of country do we want to turn over to our kids and our grandchildren, the next generation, huh? Like our parents, what they gave us. It's 6 minutes after the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez, and we've got Phil Hotzenpiller. He's the founder and president of American Faith. And we're going to, I guess, having a little bit of connection problems, but we'll keep trying and make that happen. But lots to review with Phil. Particularly, you know, last week, not the best of weeks for the White House in light of, you know, Kamala Harris. Here she is, the vice president. She goes to Korea and she's there at the DMZ and makes the announcement that little did we know we've had it wrong all these years. It's not South Korea that we're allied with. We're actually allied with North Korea. And then, as if that wasn't enough, she comes back and, you know, here we are. I'm in the East Coast of Florida. I'll tell you, there's been a little bit. I want to bring Phil on right now because we just got connected with him. Hey, Phil, good morning. How are you?
Hey, good morning, Bill. Good to hear your voice. How are things in Florida where you are?
Well, you know, I was just starting to share with you, and I've talked to a couple of people. I mean, there's a sense of a bit of survivor's guilt for those of us on the East that were hardly impacted. I mean, a little bit of wind. There was a couple of tornadoes out here, some minor outages, but nothing like, you know, what our friends like, you know, Bill Federer and Dan Perkins out there. Dan is in, on one of the islands there, Sanibel Island, and Federer, of course, in Fort Myers. They got pulverized, and now they're saying the count, death count, somewhere around 80. Most of that felt right there in the Fort Myers area. So it's been tough. You know, we're praying, you know, for everybody here, and because we know that this is going to be a long haul, Phil. This isn't going to be something, you know, in 3 months everybody, you know, we're going to find some kind of normal. I mean, this could go on for, you know, a better part of a year, if not longer.
Wow. Yeah, it's been a really tragic. Certainly our prayers are with you and with everybody in Florida for this this disaster.
Well, and the thing is if that's not bad enough, then you got the vice president making the ridiculous statement that she made, Phil. I mean, look at this whole situation. I want to get all the people of color, which is, I think white's a color too, right? I mean, we're all color. I think so. We're all color, right? I mean, we've got some form of color. You know, nobody's pure here. But this is getting ridiculous where, you know, you have an incident like this where we need to come to the aid of people and not pick and choose. Oh, because you're a darker skin color than this person over here, then you're going to get more money than this person here when the money comes from a common pot that most of us have paid into, and especially those that you want to discriminate, which the vice president was suggesting. I was none too happy when I heard that. I did, you know, look at keep keep her away, you know, from this situation here. She serves us no purpose but to rabble-rouse and to continue this racial divide that we have in this country. This is the reason America is where it's at right now, is because of rhetoric like what she is spouting and what's in her heart. And I just really pray for Kamala Harris that she will hit the pause button and maybe do some soul searching here to see what she can do along with this administration to bring us together and quit dividing us based on color, because we all are color.
Well, you're exactly right, but I do think she's getting her information from North Korea. I think that's where she's getting her cue cards.
Kim Jong-un, yep. He's, ever since he stopped talking with Dennis Rodman, he kind of went, south of the border on us, so to speak,
I'll tell you what, you can't make up this stuff.
No.
Sometimes it's just so crazy, you'd say, let me tell you a story about the vice president aligning with North Korea. You think nobody would be that dumb. Well, apparently somebody is.
Yeah, I mean, you're ready to hear the story. Kamala Harris and Kim Jong-un walk into a bar together. Now finish the rest of it.
There you go.
It's a setup. It's a setup for a punchline that's so obvious and just waiting to happen. And this is what, unfortunately and sadly, we didn't hire or at least vote for Kamala Harris and Joe Biden to be comedians. This is what it's turning out to, is that, people are laughing, but we're crying at the same time because they're leading the ship here. Inflation continues to skyrocket. The border is an absolute mess. I don't know if you saw this report from Fox where they even went to Mayorkas's house to try to get him, to talk about the craziness at the border. And, they're delusional, Phil. They have no... I can't say they don't have any idea, because I believe we give them too much credit by saying they have no idea. They have an idea, and the idea they have is not about America first.
Well, no. I mean, listen, this is a color revolution. That's what's going on. It's it's what CIA has done around the world for years. Now they're now doing in America to overturn everything that we have built our whole world around here in America. And bring out a different version of the America. That's really what's going on. I mean, if you can't see this, and that term might be a little bit, unusual for people, because you think, what is that? It basically describes an anti-regime protest movement. And that's what began with BLM. They seized the opportunity to do that. It happened... Yugoslavia, China, I mean, you can go through the whole thing, all through South America, the Philippines, and now you've got, back in 2004, you had Ukraine's Orange Revolution that took place. Just go through the list and you'll see what we're talking about here. But
exactly.
This is a long-term strategy of regime change. And that's what
exactly.
We're doing. We're looking at the theme of a democratic republic here. Of America being overturned.
And what people need to consider here, Phil, as you're talking about this, is it really had a quantum leap during the administration of Obama-Biden.
Yeah.
Now, you would say, well, wait a minute, Obama should know better. I mean, he was a community organizer. All this stuff that BLM did is right from the textbook of community organizing, right? So
exactly.
where was Barack Obama in sounding the alarm for this pernicious movement that was happening to our country?
Well, he was in back room helping design it. That's where he was. We were not trying to send alarm. This is all strategy.
So think about this. He is the President of the United States. He has sworn an oath to protect this country from all enemies, foreign and domestic. And he doesn't get impeached. He is still the pride and joy of a majority of Americans in this country. And his policies and his backroom dealings were diabolical in doing everything they can. He could to bring down this democratic republic. What is wrong with us, Phil? What is wrong?
Well, the Quran says it's okay to lie to a an infidel. So I guess
it's all part of Takiyah. All right. We've got to go to break. We've got more from Phil Hotzenpiller after this. Stay with us.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
Hey folks, here's great news for active aging seniors. The Kanega Watch, the only medical alert smartwatch with built-in fall detection. Yeah, the Kanega Watch is much different than the other guys. It's a stylish, discreet watch you can wear all the time. Get help through the watch in one of 3 ways. Your voice, pushing the watch's alert button, or have the fall detection connect you to a U.S.-based 24/7 monitoring center who'll speak to you through your watch and can send help to your GPS location nationwide. And get this, it can do that even if you're not responsive. This is true 24/7 peace of mind for you and those that love you. Order your Kanega watch with a full refund 30-day trial period. Call now, 800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. That's 800-475-6824.
After the top of the hour, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us. I'm Bill Martinez. Phil Hotzenpiller, the founder and president of American Faith, senior pastor of Influence Church, is with us. And Phil, I wanted to give you a chance to finish up your thought on the first segment here. We're going to wrap a bow on that. And then, as I said, we're going to go red heifer. And we're going to talk about what's going on in Israel with the red heifers, but one thing at a time. So let's finish up what we started in the first segment. Go ahead.
Okay, so a color revolution is basically an effort to, through anti-regime protests, in order to overturn a government that's in place. And so it's been pretty widely used. CIA has been pointed to many, many times in behind this, whether it's Yugoslavia, People's Republic of China. You've got the Philippines, that was in 1986. Yugoslavia, you had again the Bulldozer Revolution in 2000. Ukraine's Orange Revolution in 2004. Kazakhstan, the Tulip Revolution. I'm not sure why they always have a color to them, but that's just kind of been the way they've done that. And I think what we have to look at in America is we can identify evil and bad leadership, but it's even more than that. It's not only are those things true, which we can all affirm, but think about this. What if it really is a regime change, meaning the powers that are behind the back in the back rooms are saying we need to overturn this republic once and for all. We're tired of this. And so what we're going to do is we're going to use anti-establishment regime protests to flip the script on America. So what's happening south of the border is a color revolution, in my opinion. It is taking America and trying to flip the script. What's happening with the appointees in the cabinet by Biden, it is the same thing. It's not Biden. Look, Biden is not cognizant enough to know what's going on. Kamala Harris was hired because she's not smart. I mean, these things all make sense when you begin to think about them. And so when you begin to look worldwide what's happening, it really gives you, I think, a better understanding of what's happening in America today and why the consequences are so great here, because it's not just, oh, we're going to have a liberal in office for 4 years. No, it's much, much bigger than that.
Right, exactly. Well, this is a setup, isn't it? This is a total setup.
Oh, absolutely. So absolutely, Ben. So, and sometimes what they do is they'll take an opportunity, like what happened with BLM. They'll say, "Oh, we can really get this thing worked up." And look what also happened. Minneapolis now is the first major city that is, and this happened through that whole period. It started right there at that mosque where George Floyd was, died
outside.
There, that mosque. Now the minaret are the Muslim call to prayers going out through the city of Minneapolis, and it
Amazing.
All came out of that very point right there. You think that's not? I mean, try to play church bells all six times a day and see how the neighbors like it.
Exactly. No, that is astounding. That's the thing that was amazing to me when I was in Israel, is that you heard the sound of prayer. And here it is, you're at the Western Wall, you're praying, and here comes the minarets and the sound of prayer, and you're going, what is going on here? And, but it just shows you, that this is all, again, they have their plan, but God has his plan, and the thing that he reminds me of is he just says wheats and tares. I go, okay, I get it. All right, we're all coming together at the same time. But the other thing too, when you look at this color revolution that takes place, another aspect of it is they take over the elections, right?
They do. But I'm going to tell you about another color revolution, and that's called the red heifer.
Hey, yes, please.
I don't know if you've seen this. I spoke on it yesterday. I mean, my message ended with a standing ovation. People are so thrilled about what God's doing in our day, and I want to go positive on everybody here.
Yes, please.
The final kind of thing that a lot of people don't know, but in place already for the rebuilding of the temple are the temple instruments, the furnishings, the blueprints. They've identified 500 genetically identified from the tribe of Levi, and the high priest has been appointed by the Council of the Sanhedrin. Now, think about that. Only one thing remained, the return of the red heifer.
Right.
There's been 9 red heifers sacrificed in Israel. And let me say, what's a red heifer? What's the big deal with it? Well, it's an anomaly of nature. Even the hooves are red. They cannot have more than 2 other color hairs on their entire body. And they are burned. It's a burnt sacrifice. The ashes are used, mixed with water, which is then called living water. And that's for the purity of the priest so they can enter into the Holy of Holies. So without the ashes of the red heifer, the priests are not worthy, are not considered clean to go in and offer sacrifice to the Holy of Holies. That day has just changed. 5 red heifers arrived from Texas, believe it or not, into Israel. A special ceremony was given at the airport. And basically, the Jews have now said that the temple movement there in Jerusalem have said, they're quoting all these rabbis from previous generations where when the 10th heifer arrives, it will be a sign the Messiah is coming. Well, they've had nine red heifers sacrificed since the beginning. And remember, no temple sacrifice in 70 AD. And we're seeing, I believe, something happen in our day that is a fulfillment of prophetic truth.
Well, you know, Phil, you know, for people, for non-Jews, okay, understanding that the Jews are coming into the fold here in anticipation of the Messiah. But meanwhile, you have Messianic Jews, you have Gentiles who look to Jesus as our salvation, as the one who purified us all. So now this is a time for God really bringing, if I might say, the church together, our Jewish brothers who did not recognize the Messiah at his first coming, right?
Oh, exactly. This is really a great time. In fact, I have a number of Jews that are believers now in my church, and mm-hmm. I had all of them came to me and said, thank you so much. It just brought clarity. It was an affirmation of my heritage. And now these are some unique days we're living in. And people, it's easy to get sidetracked because there's so much junk in our world that we miss out on what God's up to. But never fail. God will never fail us. And just stay with God, and all will be well in your life.
Mm-hmm. Well, and here it is, and it's interesting that right now, like you and I talked about before, is that God's timing, I mean, you know, we see it from, you know, a temporal perspective. God's got the total overview, an infinite amount of miles above that we can't see because his ways are higher than our ways. But we see these signs, these indications of Christ's second coming. And, you know, for the Jewish brethren who, you know, this rhymes with their culture. I think it's kind of interesting right now how we're sharing each other. You know, the modern church, the Christian church, the Bible-believing church is sharing with, you know, the children of Israel. And, you know, we just had Jonathan Kahn on again, and we were talking about the rise of the gods and everything that he, you know, talks about in his new book that's amazing, and not to mention his documentary about the Harbinger, Yet Things to Come, and how these signs are making themselves evident. And here we are, it's like we're blindfolded, feeling different parts of the elephant, Phil, and now you've got the church coming together. You've got Christians talking to Jews, Jews talking to Christians. You go, oh, okay, I see where that piece fits into this. Oh, yeah, right, from the New Testament, how that goes into the Old Testament. This is so cool to watch this come out, don't you think?
Yeah, it really is. And by the way, I started reading Jonathan's book, and it's so good. And I said, I've got a long plane ride. I'm gonna exercise discipline and put it down. I want to read it in one take on the airplane when I'm going to Europe.
Well, let me tell you something. You'll read it a couple more times because at every page, Phil, it's just like, whoa, you know, you have an oh yeah moment, and then, and then you go back and you read it again, go, wait a minute, I just read the book, and now, but it's just like your brain's allowed to see what you didn't see the first time around. So, I mean, get ready. It'll draw you back in. It won't let you go. I told Jonathan that wasn't fair.
Oh, yeah, there you go. Well, God's used him greatly, and I love the work, and I can't wait to read the book. So you've got me prepped very well for this book.
Well, good job. Okay, so Red Heifers, and we're going to link your sermon. We're going to put it on our website. But where can people find out more about American Faith and also Influence Church and your latest, your latest sermons and wisdom?
Well, at AmericanFaith.com if you want to have news you can trust. And then you can go to InfluenceChurch.org and you'll find sermons.
Site agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details. Terms and conditions apply.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. Now you can get Vivint's award-winning home security systems starting at about $1 a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the best professionally installed home security Security System of 2022. And right now, you can get Vivint's home security technology for about $1 a day. Plus, get free professional installation from a licensed technician. Protect your home and loved ones for as low as $1 a day. Call right now for your free home security consultation.
800-584-2518. 800-584-2518. 800-584-2518. That's 800-584-2518.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
Ukraine President Zelensky announced on Sunday his military forces had retaken full control of the strategically important eastern city of Lyman. The invader, Russian President Vladimir Putin, proclaimed the area would belong to his country forever. Authorities in Denmark announced both the Nord Stream natural gas pipelines have stopped leaking. Undersea blasts that damaged the Nord Stream 1 and 2 pipelines last week led to huge methane leaks. Nordic investigators said the blasts involved several hundred pounds of explosives. Hurricane Ian was a tremendous blow to the people of Florida and the Carolinas, who are already suffering from the economy and the lasting effects of the COVID pandemic. Representative Ralph Norman of South Carolina on Newsmax over the weekend.
The two main industries in South Carolina which are hit hard with this are the tourism and then the farming. We've got over 25,000 farms.
USA Radio News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
With you 20 minutes before the top of the hour. Thanks for joining us. I'm Bill Martinez. For more information on the show, BillMartinezShow.com. That's where you want to go. We're going to be checking in with my good friend Jeff Cruer in just a moment, the Raging Cajun himself, there in Louisiana. We're joining up our two shows as we do, simulcasting and bringing our two audiences together as the two of us, discuss. We got a great topic to talk about. Let me tell you here, just to give you an idea. Of course, we all know the situation with our economy in free fall. The only things that are rising is inflation, taxes, illegal immigration, and crime. Meanwhile, rough week last week for the president. You know, he's looking for Jackie. Wasn't that sad? I mean, he's looking for a congresswoman who had passed. And then you got the vice president who decided that North Korea now is an inextricable ally. And then her other statement, which we talked about earlier, about, equity now, making sure that people of color are somehow, they get some sort of special consideration in the funding. People want to, and this always galls me when they talk about government funding. That government funding, that's us. That's our money. That's our taxes that are put into it. Like as if, the goodness of the government. But, hey, you can start to hear Jeff Cruer in the background now. Let's bring him on. Jeff, hey, buddy, how you doing? Can you? Okay.
How do you know this?
Wait, there you are. Okay, we got a little bit of,
Bill Martinez trying to connect with him right now.
Okay. All right. Well, I can hear you, Jeff. Hey, I'm doing great, buddy.
You are?
Here we are. Yeah, I'm sorry. We got a little bit of vibration coming down the microphones here, a little distortion going on. I don't know, but we'll have the engineer types work around and make sure that we're, doing well here. But as I was mentioning to the audience, Jeff, hey, our country is in an economic free fall. Only things that are rising, inflation, taxes, illegal immigration, and crime. And meanwhile, you got the president. POTUS is looking for a dead congresswoman.
out in the audience that he knew? I don't know. He should have known, or I mean, certainly he sent condolences and acknowledged her passing, but he's looking for her. And then you got the vice president who single-handedly made North Korea an inextricable ally. And as if that's not enough, she thinks she needs to chime in her social justice ideas about how equity needs to be handled here in the distribution of government funds, our taxpaying money, you know, to people in order to for equity and who gets their houses rebuilt and who receives, you know, support and benefits from the government.
Right, and that's why our latest column, Bill, was the Dumb and Dumber administration, because we go from Joe Biden to Kamala Harris, and I don't know who's worse. Is it seeing dead people, or is it using woke politics to try to divvy up hurricane aid? I mean, both of them are an embarrassment. Both of them need to go, in my opinion. Both of them are really harming this country. I mean, just look at where we are, Bill. 20-plus months of Harris as VP and Biden as president. I mean, they have destroyed literally everything that they've touched, from the border to the economy to our international relations to the military. I just read that the military now is 25% below what they should be doing as far as recruitment. Mm-hmm. So we've got a host of issues that I hope are going to motivate millions of Americans to flood those polls on November the 8th.
Jeff, people will flood the polls if they really realize just how bad it is. I mean, you and I have been sounding the alarm for a long time, but really you've got to consider it this way. Kamala Harris, Joe Biden, the Democratic Party, this is the fruit of the poisonous tree. This tree has to be upended. You got to think about this, because what is Schumer doing? You know, even Joe Manchin, what are all these Democrats doing on behalf of the American people? I mean, they're driving an agenda that has America last. They're tied to China. They continue to give away our assets and leave us vulnerable. This is the fruit of the poisonous tree. The tree is evil, and it needs to be pulled out from its roots, Jeff. And people need to see this. If they do, then they will run, not walk, to the polling stations and cast their vote. Go ahead.
I love the analogy. I love the analogy because it is evil. I mean, it's evil when you look at what they're doing to our children. It's evil to see what they've done to our freedoms. It's evil to see what they've done to our cities. It's evil to see what's happening with the drug overdoses and the people that are dying that aren't getting any attention. I mean, we're more focused on Ukraine than we are on our border and our problems. I mean, it's insane. And, Republicans are weak. Republicans don't have the kind of bold leaders we want. But Republicans are the only alternative there is right now, Bill, to do something about this.
Sadly, they're the best of the two. But the thing is, to your point here, Jeff, but to your point here, you know, it's almost like we need a flight attendant, you know, to come on and run this government. Because what do flight attendants tell you in preparation of an emergency? If the masks come down, you know, from above your head, what do you do with that mask?
Yeah, I mean,
you put it on yourself first. See, to your point, what you're saying, here we are, we're worried about all these things, you know, Ukraine, and I get that. But we're a sick country. You know, the cancer has metastasized. We have got to, with a sense of emergency, take care of ourselves first. And I don't mean by being selfish, because, you know, America's never been selfish. I mean, my goodness, how many people have died in the name of freedom? Our fathers, grandfathers, brothers and sisters have died for the sake of freedom around the world. And when emergencies happen, you know, whether it's Haiti, whether it's Africa or wherever, you know, American money is going. We're leading the way constantly to serve and to help people.
Right.
So that's our character. That's never going to be abandoned. But we need to heal ourselves first if we're going to be of any value to the rest of the world.
Well, you're exactly right. And we've got a lot of healing we have to do here. You know, I did a little traveling last week, went to Houston. Mm-hmm. Saw the problems there are similar to the problems here in New Orleans. Homelessness, problems that they're having in their economy, problems with crime. Was hearing all kinds of reports about crime there. We've got it here. It's all over the United States of America. Crime is through the roof.
Drug but why do you think, Jeff? Jeff, why do you think?
Democrat leadership in both cities, Democrat leadership in all of these cities that are failing, they obviously, unfortunately, you're getting rewarded time and time again. The people in these cities need to say, hey, it's not working. We need to try something new, Bill.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, because they're on a different agenda. It's kind of like what Phil Hotzenpiller was just saying just before you came on. It's the color revolution. It's the same thing that our CIA and FBI have done to other nations in regime change. We're following the same pattern. We're experiencing the same pattern that the CIA and FBI has done to other nations, whether it's Libya, Iraq, Iran. Just go right down the list, you know. So guess what? You know, you can say Jeremiah Wright is right in this sense, is that the chickens have come to roost on America's head, brought to you by the likes of, you know, these revolutionaries, whether it's Black Lives Matter. I say Barack Obama's greatly involved in this because the pattern that Black Lives Matter as a community organizer, you know, they use the playbook. They use the community organizing playbook. And Barack Obama, while this was taking place, he said nothing. It was crickets out of the White House. And here's a guy who knows this strategy. And where's he at?
And it's just now, Bill, going to the next level. And
yes.
It's becoming worse and worse as we go along. And the results are seen all over the country. And then back to the other major issue is, you know, people are having a hard time paying their bills. They're having a hard time keeping their financial house in order. You know, we've got this inflation that is crushing us. So that's got to be another motivating factor. We've got to end these policies. I mean, all this
spending,
Bill, of this money that we don't have. We've got $31 trillion in debt. It's leading to this inflation that is killing American families.
And you're exactly right, Jeff Carrera, because the American people didn't do this to themselves in as much as that it's their, you know, their plan. This is the plan of Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, the Democratic Party, that evil tree that needs to be taken out from its roots. That's what's killing America. Jeff Carrera, always, buddy. I so appreciate you. I appreciate your audience. Thank you for sharing. Great to have you on with us, as always. You take care.
Thank you, my friend. That's the great Bill Martinez. Appreciate it.
How would you like to publish and sell your own audiobook? Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. You'll choose from one of our many voice actors. Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Consumers are mobile these days, and having an audiobook helps authors reach a larger customer base, which increases book sales. From narration, production, and editing, to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network does it all for you. We hold your hand throughout the entire production process. We'll create an audiobook that you can be proud of. It doesn't cost or take as much time as you may think. In fact, for us, it's pretty easy. It's what we do. If you've got a published print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, give Audiobook Network a call right now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-781-0987. 800-781-0987. That's 800-781-0987.
Do you love driving, but you hate your expensive car payment? Open Road Lending can reduce your current car payment by as much as $100 a month or more. Yes, it's easy to refinance your current car payment and save up to $100 a month. Could you use an extra $100 a month? Then make this call to Open Road Lending today to learn how you can lower your current car payment. It's easy, only takes a few minutes, and there's no cost or obligation to apply and get approved. You can do it all from the comfort of your home. Call today and see how much you can save.
800-511-6223. 800-511-6223. That's 800-511-6223. Call now. 800-511-6223.
Terms and conditions apply. Financing is available with approved credit. See openroadlending.com for details.
My name is Stephen Hewer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried, and finely milled and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine-to-bar.com. That's vinetobar.com. Cold ship to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vine-to-bar.com.
Quit looking. Just go ahead and be one. That's okay. You're not going to offend anybody any more than they're already being offended, you know. And it's what we need to do here. We got Paul Asay going to be joining us in just a moment. Adam Holtz is out fooling around again. Heaven help him. But anyway, so but thank God Paul is here from PluggedIn.com, and he's just connected with us right now. Hey, Paul. Good morning. Good to have you with us.
Good morning. How you guys doing out there?
Hey, we're doing terrific. I just told everybody that, you know, Adam's out fooling around again. So, but thank God, you know, you're here to come in and take over, take over the team and lead us to the end zone, buddy. Okay.
Well, we'll do my best. Hopefully, I won't throw any interceptions at you.
Yeah, exactly. Well, hey, speaking of which, let's talk about bring your Bible to school day, which is going to be this week, and Focus has been leading the charge on this. And you know, I just think this is just such a great you know, a great time you know, for people to understand, especially for young kids, and maybe some parents think, oh, well, maybe I, you know, my kid's not allowed to bring their Bible to school, you know, because of all this hoopla and this misinformation that's out there. But no, this is a time that has been set aside, and you can bring your Bible. The school cannot say anything. And if you have any problem, we have some resources where you can take it to the principal and say, well, here it is. You know, here's what gives us the foundation and the ability to be able to do this. And last year, I think we had, what, something like a 500,000 people that had registered to bring their Bible. They participated to bring your Bible to school day. And was very successful. And our goal this year is, you know, because I'm just this kind of way. I just think we should be able to do at least 1 million, Paul, don't you think?
Wouldn't that be nice? That would be so great. I do know that that about 600,000 kids have signed up thus far. And, of course, still some time. Bring your Bible to school is the day is going to be October 6th. So there's still plenty of time to sort of jump on board. And, of course, we're just talking about the people who register through our little outlet at Focus on the Family, you know. There's nothing that says that you have to register with us to bring your Bible to school anyway. And you're right. It's sort of a great civics lesson. right? Learning, you know, kind of what you can do. A lot of people do think that, you can't bring your Bible into school, but the truth is your First Amendment rights allow you to do so. And I think that, it's a good educational opportunity, even just from that perspective. And that doesn't even count the soul nurturing that can happen when you bring your Bible to school, when you can share it with other people, when you can just say proudly what you believe and why. That can be a really huge catalyst for great change, not only in the student who brings their Bible to school, but for those his friends, his associates there at school as well. I think that it can be a huge tool for some huge change in people's lives.
Well, and the thing is, in a culture that's been talking about truth in the way that it's relative, this is the truth of God. The truth of God that was taken out of schools in the mid-60s when the Ten Commandments were determined to be somehow an offense, you know, to the public educators, and they've taken it out, and look what has happened to education since that period of time. Here we are, fast forward, 21st century. Schools taking over the responsibility of children, telling parents, go away, we're in charge of your kids. If your kids, if we've determined that they need puberty blockers, we're going to administer puberty blockers without your knowledge. And it's not, it doesn't stop there. I mean, even including any kind of surgical, a surgical assignment that would be determined. That can be done without your knowledge. I mean, this is the dangerous aspect of things that are happening in schools today. So this is an opportunity, and the kids are leading the way to bring God back into school and to really put this movement against truth and Christianity back on its heels. And this is how you fight evil. You fight evil with the truth, and God will go before you. And we hear every year, Paul, when people do this, you know, the testimonies from the kids, the teachers, as you say, even those students that aren't even, you know, professed Christians, but they're so impacted by the love of God, by the truth of God, that it's life-changing.
Yeah, I think that's really true. It can't help but change lives, right?
Right, exactly.
I think that most of the people who are listening to you now, their lives have been changed by their faith, by what they believe in. And so this can be a fantastic catalyst. And when you look at society, I think that sometimes, especially when we look in Christian circles, sometimes I think that there's I guess an unwillingness sometimes to listen to what our youth are saying, what the people in our youth ministries are talking about. And really, they can bring such an excitement, a verve, a zeal for God and for following Him. And I think that can be a huge catalyst. This is a great opportunity for people to sort of step out on faith, to actually say, you know, to say what they believe. Not, this isn't the faith of my fathers. This isn't the faith of my mother. This is my faith. This
exactly.
is what I believe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and when you hear these kids talk, Paul, it's just, and then you know why Jesus said, don't keep the kids away from me. You know, they're just because, like you said, they're just so real. You know, it's just real simple for them. I mean, it's direct, it's honest, and a very, you know, it is transformative for them and anybody who is around them, because you can't help but be encouraged by them. So, again, bring your Bible to school day. It is going to happen on October the 6th this week. OK. And that would be Thursday, right? Am I correct? Thursday.
That is correct. That is correct.
Okay.
Yeah.
So this Thursday, October the 6th, and what you want to do, register. It's easy to sign up and focus on the family. And all we're trying to do, and as Paul said, there's many other organizations that are doing this. But Focus on the Family is doing their part, and we're endorsing and supporting Focus on the Family. So do sign up, you know, through their portal. at focusonthefamily.com. Bring your Bible is the / bring your Bible. And you can, it's easy. It's just a no-brainer. Just go there, sign up. Let's get everybody registered. And, you know, I'd love to see that number. As Paul said, we're just about right at 600,000 right now, which is 100,000 more than we had last year. So we got a couple more days, so let's get up there. I'd love to see that million. But more importantly, Paul, I'm just excited to hear the testimonies, you know, from the kids. Yeah, because this is always a fun thing, right? Yeah, without a doubt. Okay, let's shift over to talk some movies, because Plugged In, you do a lot with movies, the culture, DVDs, and that sort of thing. And you and I didn't get a chance to talk about Running the Bases. I thought this was a good movie. I liked this.
It was a really sweet movie, right?
I
think it had a great message. It had a great heart to it. It is in theaters now. It's a Christian movie. It's rated PG, Running the Bases. And it's about this guy named Luke Brooks. His brother died unexpectedly from this very rare heart condition. Luke learns that he has the same heart condition, which is a huge, huge blow to him, because both he and his brother love baseball. His heart troubles mean that he can no longer play it. But he learns to move his enthusiasm for the sport in a different direction. He becomes a coach, and he becomes an incredibly successful coach. So 20 years later, we meet him again. He has this opportunity to coach at a huge, huge high school team in Texas. But all of a sudden, things start falling apart for him when he does something fairly innocent, when he leans, when he bows at home plate and prays. And then runs the bases in honor of his brother. That right. leads him into conflict with a particularly powerful man in the community, and it causes a great deal of stir. It's actually a great little link to bring your Bible to school, because it really talks about sort of being able to express your faith within the public square, and that's really right. what this movie is about.
Exactly. Well, and the antagonist is one who experienced a loss in his life, and this can happen where a loss happens and you're in conflict with God. Why am I going through this loss? If there is a God, why would a God do this, right? This seems to be a recurring theme throughout the history of man. And so you see that playing out in this movie as well. And I'm telling you, it is so cool, Running the Bases. It's so inspirational that you probably will find yourself pulling over, going onto a baseball field, and running the bases yourself, right, Paul?
Absolutely.
Exactly. About 45 seconds left. Hocus Pocus 2, real quick.
Hocus Pocus 2, it is a lot like the original Hocus Pocus. It's on Disney Plus. It has a lot of spiritual elements to it that kind of get into the occult, so it could be a little troubling for some families, for sure.
Yeah, but you want to have that conversation before, and so give the kids a heads up. Know what you're dealing with. And if your child cannot handle it, hey, it's okay. You know, you redirect, and, you know, we'll take them to go see Running the Bases, right? Why not?
Absolutely, absolutely.
Paul Acey, he's the Plugged In Senior Associate Editor for Focus on the Families, PluggedIn.com. Thank you, Paul. Take care. Godspeed, my friend.
You too. Thanks so much.
Hey, trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict the stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I